Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day.
Story.
We have a chassid who lived quite a distance away from his Rebbe. And one day, this chassid, we'll call him David, one day, David, the chassid, met somebody who really didn't know very much about Torah mitzvahs. And so David tried to help him learn more about Torah mitzvahs. And he said to him, would you like to put on tefillin? And the man said, I'll only put on tefillin if you show me a miracle from Hashem. So David didn't know what to do. He said to his friend, we'll call his friend Yonasan. He said, Yonasan, you will only put on tefillin if you see a miracle from Hashem? Yes, Yonasan said, I will only put on tefillin if you show me a miracle from Hashem. Well, said David, I have to think about it. When he went home that day, David wrote a letter to his Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he wrote, Dear Rebbe, I met someone named Yonasan, who I'm teaching Torah mitzvahs to, but when I asked him to put on tefillin, he said, only if you show me a miracle. What am I supposed to say to him? And he signed it with his name. Well, it wasn't long before a letter came back from the Lubavitcher Rebbe to David. And the Rebbe said, Dear David, I received your letter about Yonasan, your friend, who wants, he was learning about Torah mitzvahs, but he doesn't want to put on tefillin until he sees a miracle from Hashem. So please tell him that if he thinks about what happened to him last year at this time, he'll remember that his life was in fact in danger. And it was a miracle that he was saved from that situation. That was a miracle. And with that, he could put on tefillin. And then the Rebbe went on to say in the letter, and if that's not enough of a miracle for him, tell him that it's a miracle that when you write a letter to a rabbi living in Brooklyn, that that rabbi knows about your friend Yonasan and how his life was saved from danger this time last year. And that itself is a miracle. I tell him that that miracle is enough that he should then put on tefillin. And the Rebbe signed his name. And so, I'm not sure exactly what happened at the end of the story, but I believe that what happened was that David showed the letter to Yonasan. And Yonasan said, yes, indeed, I did have a miracle which happened to me last year. That's true. That was a miracle from Hashem that I was in danger. And besides that, it's also true that it is a miracle that when you write a letter to a rabbi in Boston, then in fact, he is able to know about that, and that is also a miracle. And he put on the tefillin. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.
Amen.